stuff we can get what we need. We don't have any obligations to me. I'm so glad it's the end of the week. Working hard all day, working for no pay. Coming home to you, don't you just come to me. Cause I like you very much. I said I'm so glad it's the end of the week. We can kick off our food, we can kick up our feet. We don't have any obligations to me. I'm so glad it's the end of the week. I'm so glad it's the end of the week.
Good morning. Welcome to the Lane and Kara Variety Hour. This is the Reverend Mark Times sitting in for Lane and Kara. I understand Kara is a little bit under the weather today. So, what are we going to do today? Well, normally the Lane and Kara show, the Lane and Kara Variety Hour, covers one theme. The theme on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour today is holes. That's right. Holes, pits, any songs that have the word hole in them. Any discussions about holes, because at 10:30 today here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour, we have a special live report from The Pit. If anyone doesn't know what The Pit is, it's that big hole downtown across from the library that's been, like, it looks like a swimming pool, or like a swimming pool that's been drained, and it's been there for years. Well, this is a big day. This is a day to celebrate, a day to just go nuts, because today, they're doing the groundbreaking, or should I say ground filling, of the pit, or the hole. So we're going to be talking about holes, and at 10:30 today here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour, Reverend Mark Time will be hearing from intrepid reporter Peter Hurley, live at the scene covering the mayor and everybody else taking a little bit of dirt and throwing it in the hole. So, it's all about holes here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour.
Truth. Well, there's one for you, Ray. Who is director of the observatory, stated, I am intensely jealous of Dr. Laguska's importance to discovery. Well, see, scientists are prey to the same emotions as just about everybody, Ray.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, where it's at, news team, we'll be back in a minute with a story that's sure to cause you mirth when we hear about Rebus Canepus and his leap to the center of the Earth.
Channel 6, the hot one for the high desert. It was hotter than Hooker in Heater today, and hotter than Heater in Hellmouth, where the high was 133 degrees, with thunder showers anticipated later this evening.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimer.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sail down here. We're flooded. We're over our poor heads in remnants, burn-ins, and labels from such naturally famous weeds as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Western S, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, nerveballs, slick snags, trip easy. We got them, you get them. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving Heater, Hellmouth, and the low desert area.
Are you going? Well, the happy hour news is back. And what about that big local story, Ray?
Well, thanks, Harold. As some Chinese philosopher said, Just dig a hole that's deep enough, and everybody will want to jump into it. Well, as you know, that big comet did the digging, and now daredemon Rebus Canibus is going to do the jumping tomorrow morning, weather and authorities permitting. And here's Pat Hat with the story right in our own backyard.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
you ever
hold it, hold before, it. Honey? This is Pat Hat, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Canibus, here where tomorrow... Over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm going to fall into the biggest damn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got the special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn part of the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump
tomorrow. Are you
worried
about the weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or
it'll put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's...
You need cool air. Baby, I'm not cool air. I'm gonna send you back to school air. Way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love.
songs with the word hole in them here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour. Yes, we are celebrating groundbreaking at the Pit. Live coverage at 10:30 from the Pit, downtown Eugene.
To bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Hard Air Force.
That's
base.
Very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Pre-leap parade coverage begins at 6 a.m. and later on.
Yes, later tonight you'll see my special report of the tragic plight of Americans of humorous descent as I talk to Bernard Flapdoodle, president and founder of the Funny Names Club of America.
Really touching story. And this is Harold Tepugger.
And this is Ray Hamburger.
For the Where It's Happy News team. Good night, Ray.
Good night.
Are you going out there?
No, my daughter's going.
And the sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
This is Nino the Mind Boggler with Occult in Your Head. Today, let's get into holes, the most mysterious, importantest, and vaguest subject of them all. The whole Earth might be called a hole if you're on the inside looking out, and whole golden cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Even wholesome humans have holes, though we're hardly whole at all. In fact, we're wholly holy, as the Holy Book says in the Book of Holes, Chapter 1. And they knew not their holes from an ass on the ground. Holes are positively attractive. Let's go inside one and see. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like a well. Well, well, what the hell? That's the sun at the center of the earth, and that's where this hole leads to. What a nice warm bite. Next time, I'll think to you about gravity and its opposite, comedy. Till then, this is Nino saying, can I say, goodbye?
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby, baby, got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking. Oh, a shake it going on. Yeah, a little shake, baby, shake. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. A little shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on.
Mark Time, sitting in for the Lane and Kara Variety Hour. Yeah, waiting for my intrepid reporter to call. He's supposed to be reporting from the scene of the pit. The pit downtown being filled. I thought we were going to have live coverage. It's supposed to be happening right now if you're in the neighborhood. You might want to go over there and watch him throwing dirt in the hole. Yes, songs about holes. It's all about holes today. Bands called Hole. Songs with the word hole in them, and songs about going down. Yeah, Jeff Beck. Before this, we heard some Fire Sign Theater. We heard Jerry Lee Lewis, Led Zeppelin, Hole, and Devo. We put the holes in the holes. Lane and Kara Variety Hour. Yeah, this song brings back fond, funky memories.
Oh,
Peter, are you on there? Peter Hurley. There you are.
Morning, KWCA listeners. How are you?
All right. All right. Hey, just want to let everybody know we have Peter Hurley on the phone, live coverage from the pit. They're doing the groundbreaking at the pit. So what's going on down there, Peter?
Well, today is the groundbreaking ceremony for LCC. As you know, we've had this ongoing saga here in Eugene for the last 6 or 7 years, dealing with the Sears building. And finally, today is the groundbreaking ceremony. We actually even have new talks around the pit depicting what's going to be taking place in the next several months and about a year and a half's time, maybe 2 years once this building is up completely. It's going to be quite the beautiful building from what I'm seeing. It's going to be the downtown campus for LCC here in downtown Eugene, directly across the street from the Eugene Public Library. And they're about to go on. They're going to be giving some preliminary speeches before the actual groundbreaking ceremony. I have taken quite a few photos of the different things that are going to be happening. They're going to have to do a large amount of fill before they even begin building. So they're going to be showing that. They're going to be shoveling in some dirt and probably giving more speeches around a quarter to 11.
So, Peter, can you hear me? Peter, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Describe the scene. What's going on now is I think you told me earlier that the ceremony's in the library right now, but they're going to move it across the street. How many people are there? What's it look like? Is it crowded?
It looks like between about 150 dignitaries and some downtown people, activist types I have seen. Of course, ESAP is here. I am representing ESAP, and so I've been speaking through quite a few people about the Eugene Storefront Art Project and our going-ons. And it's mostly LCC people and downtown dignitaries. The mayor is here, of course. Our state senator is here. Our U.S. representative is here, Pete DeFazio, and town council and other council people.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. Do me a favor. Could you call back when they start moving this thing across the street where they actually do the...
Absolutely. I absolutely will call back. And also to do a quick plug for tonight, don't forget the 200 West Broadway as well as at 174 West Broadway. There's going to be two pop-up galleries for the Eugene Storefront Art Project and myself for at Mecca at Willamette Street. And... hopefully everybody will come out tonight for a real enjoyable first party art walk as well.
All right, Peter. Well, do me a favor. Call me back in about 5 or 10 minutes when the ceremony starts. And
okay, I certainly will. It might be a little longer than that. It might be between 15 and 20. You know how these things are with speeches and stuff like that.
And you know how the city of Eugene is. Sometimes takes them a while.
Yeah.
All right, Peter.
Absolutely.
Talk to you in a few.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Peter Hurley, our intrepid reporter, down at the pit downtown. What's going on today is that he is covering live here for us. He'll be covering the groundbreaking for the new LCC building downtown, which is down near the library, if you don't know the history of that one. Well, they've been fixing this hole for a long time.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree.
See the red light, Ray. While we'll be ready to continue here.
Okay.
Okay. I think this is certainly going to change a lot of worldwide religious thinking.
That's right, Harold. It's going to be a little hard now, after what we know, to scare the hell out of anyone anymore.
Yes. This event here that we've been watching all morning, I think, has given us all a lot more to think about.
Okay. Well, let's talk about caves for a moment, Harold. You know, I think I'm still a little frightened of caves.
Well, you know, a cave is only really just a hole on its side, Ray. But wait a minute. I'm getting the word now. Yes, while the next group prepares itself for what has now been confirmed as the greatest event of their lives.
Oh, no, that's the Heater High Speed Band there with their silver plumes and their ultra attractive mouse blue uniforms, band leader Arden Crowe. My spotter today, by the way, is little Jimmy Looser.
While you're talking today, we're going to go to a replay now of the event witnessed by the 500,000 to a million estimated people that are here today.
And while it's impossible to believe, Hal, that someone might not know what happened earlier this morning.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Let's go to that tape right now.
Exciting now, we're out on the launching ramp, and Daryl Pusser there, Rebus's mechanic.
Oh, I'm told that's Pusser. Pusser.
Buzzer, yes, well. Oh, there we do have a successful ignition of the power shoes there. And they're holding Rebus back for one last salute to the crowd now. Pat Hatt is down there with him.
Now, you gotta do it, and I still don't believe you, but you gotta keep your promise, Rebus, or die a chicken! I ain't no chicken!
Oh,
my God.
Very good!
Oh,
incredible!
Right down!
Well, that's amazing.
Well, we anticipate that it'll be at least 3 to 4 minutes.
No, that's 30 to 40 minutes, Ray.
Well, maybe that's seconds. Whatever it is, to come out the other side, if...
And that's a big if, Ray.
If he gets through the center of the Earth.
And, of course, over on the other side, in Kathmandu, our gay correspondent over there...
Wait a minute.
Rebus!
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 What's this?
Wait a minute. What's happening?
Well, apparently Rebus is
Rebus, you must be
is down
insane.
At the bottom of this hole.
Jimmy says her.
What? Well, this is an amazing development, Ray.
Well, I don't know exactly what happened.
Rebus! We'll get somebody to you.
He must be hurt.
The helicopters are just. What is it?
There's a golden light down there.
Where's it coming from?
It's coming from like a golden staircase.
Rebus?
Hey!
Did you see that staircase?
Fresh air down there.
Rebus!
Breakfast!
I don't believe you, Rebus. It's
he must have hurt his head in this fall.
You're not laughing at me!
Oh, well, it's quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. We don't know what to make of it right here.
Well, that's terrible.
Pat has jumped into the hole all by himself.
A veteran newsman has fallen into the hole.
Fantastic.
Well, as you may know, it was seen soon after that that the results, the rescue effort was set into motion, and when the rescuers decided to stay down there, well, that's when the rush really began.
Well, whatever there is down there must be pretty magnetic, Ray, because here comes the penultimate group right now.
Yes, now that's the loggerheads, and they're Masonites from Sasquatch, Washington.
Sasquatch, Washington.
Led by their grand bear footman, the grand board footman, High Noble.
Bye, Noble, so long. And now, here comes the last float in this wonderful parade, the former president's float.
There he is, waving and weeping, followed closely by the Palomine deputy marshals of Palomino,
Mexico. Well, it leaves as their voices fade away down the tunnel, into the hole to the center of the earth and up the golden staircase. I guess that leaves, well, it seems to leave you and me, Ray. And
so it is.
One amateur over there with the with a cassette recorder.
Yes, sir?
What?
Would you mind holding this microphone here and just keeping that camera pointed down the hole after us?
Oh, okay. Hey, boys, are you going in there? Look, if you see a nudist named Art Holflaffer down there, now tell him to get right...
Yes,
hey,
yes, remember.
Hey, Mr. Hamburger. Hey, Mr.
Flaming Lips here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour. Yes, Reverend Mark Times sitting in, and it's all about holes. I heard from Kara. Kara's got four holes in her mouth right now. She had some wisdom teeth pulled, and she's recuperating at home. Hence, that's why you've got me today here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour. Also, we're celebrating the filling of the hole downtown, the holy hole. The pit across from the library. We heard Flaming Lips, The Gash, Fire Sign Theater from Everything You Know Is Wrong, The Beatles, Fixing a Hole, Jerry Lee Lewis, whole lot of shaking going on. a group called Hole doing Violet and Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. Peter Hurley, my reporter on the scene at the Hole, at the pit, is right now en route from the library to the ceremony, which will take place relatively soon, and he's going to be calling in when they get their shovels out to fill the hole in the center of the earth.
Thank you. In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Start a ring, cold and damp, steal the warm wind tight frame. Times it
blows. Hello, Peter, are you there? Try this again, Peter Hurley. All right, there he is. We've got our reporter, Peter Hurley, on the air, live at the scene of the hole. Peter, what's going on down there?
Well, currently they're still in the midst of giving speeches inside the library, and I've been standing outside talking to the general contractor of the project, and he was telling me that it's approximately going to be a year to 16 months for this whole project to be done, and there's not going to be an underground garage. They're going to do complete fill and use the existing walls that they have around the pit as part of the project, since they're still very safe and eligible to use, and they won't have to take out the walls, and they're going to do complete fill and then start the project to build upward.
Excellent work, Peter. We're talking to Peter Hurley, who's one of our reporters down at the pit, where the pit is having a ceremony today. They're going to be filling in some of the hole down across from the library, if you're familiar with the history of the pit. And Peter's been on the scene. This thing was supposed to start at 10:30. What's going on? They're still inside the library, right, Peter?
Right. They're inside the library. They're about to finish up probably in another 5 minutes. You know, they had to give preliminary speeches. Everybody has to grab their 2 minutes worth of fame and beyond. The mayor was here, of course, all the city council people and a lot of the other people who work for the city. People ESAP has spoke to several times in the last year and a half, and it's been quite exciting so far to see what's going to be taking place in another 5 or 10 minutes once we move across the street for the ceremony for the throwing in the first couple shovels of dirt.
Yeah, it's too bad, Peter, that I will not be on the air 5 minutes from now. We have another DJ coming in. But tell me, where are you exactly right now, and could you describe what it looks like over at the pit?
Okay, I'm directly across the street from the pit. I'm about to walk right up to the fence. At the pit right now, they put up a new banner around the fence. They took down the old photo banners, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And put up new banners describing what's going to be, how the building's going to look. And this building's going to have new student housing as well as a education center, the downtown education center, and office space as well.
Well, this is great. It's good. Now, can you recall, Peter, how long that hole has been there?
Yes. The building was taken down, I think, approximately in 2006 or 2007. So we're talking about 2011. We're talking almost 6-7 years already.
Wow, that's a long time for a big hole to be down the center of town, and I saw a report on TV last night with the merchants, and they just can't wait to get this thing going, because, man, just looking across the street at this big, dirty, empty water-filled hole, it's kind of depressing.
Yes, exactly, and, you know, it's interesting that this is taking place to a couple people today, and they were wondering about why there hasn't been a temporary art project around the pit. And I said, well, you know, that's a big question.
Yeah, a lot of it's down to money. Well, Peter, I'm running out of time. We've had Peter Hurley on the phone from the Eugene Storefront Art Project, also reporter for the Sunday Morning Hangover. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you, everybody out there in Radio Land. And don't forget, First Friday, Eugene Storefront Art Project has a pop-up gallery at 200 West Broadway, and also the tofu and tie-dye exhibit at 174 West Broadway tonight. And so, as well as seeing my work at Mecca, and there's a lot of other great venues. Get yourself out there tonight. Support the art.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter Hurley. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right. You've been listening to a live report here on the Lane and Kara Variety Hour, covering the hole downtown, the filling of the hole, which the ceremony has not started yet. I'm going to play one more song and get out of the way from the next DJ. It's been great. Thank you, Lane and Kara, for allowing me to do the show. This is the Reverend Mark Time, normally heard on Sunday mornings. Don't forget tonight at 11 o'clock CTV, the Sunday Morning Hangover TV show with Mark Groudon. Here's Syd Barrett talking about a woman that liked to live in a hole.
Amazing. 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 Bad luck. Pride of a boy. Strode out to meet in the evening light. Strode out to meet Maisie in the evening.